real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host. He keeps on doing great things for me. Tonight, God is doing great things for you. Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter, all the way from Mobile, Alabama. We're on the line tonight. So tonight, I want you to know that God has a word for you. God has a plan for you. God has something that he wants to give to you. So tonight, will we be willing and will we be receptive of his word? Tonight, I want you to take hold, grab hold to what God want to do for you. Listen, don't you let anything or anybody get in your way and stop you from getting what God has for you. Too many of us Too many people are in a position where they cannot receive the things of God because they have allowed people to get them out of the will of God. But tonight, we're going to put things back in perspective. I want you to know you can't run from God. You can't hide from God. Hallelujah, because he's a big God, and he sees all, and he knows all. But tonight, I want you to stop running. If you're running, if you seem like you're running farther from him, I want you to run back to him because he keeps on. I love that song, doing great things for me. Oh, my God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. So I want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, get them on the line tonight. Listen, let them know that I'm on. Amen. Get them on here. Get them on here just as quickly as you can. We're going to give you 1 minute. Yes, yes. We got to give you 1 minute to get them on tonight because the Lord has a word with them in mind. I'm telling you, he keeps on doing. And if he didn't do anything else, y'all, he's already done enough. Come on, somebody. You know that God, he's working miracles right now. I don't know if you're paying attention, but God is working miracles. He's still a miracle working God. He's still an on-time God. I'm telling you, Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. So God, do got to buy you. To God be the glory tonight for the things he has done, he is doing, and the things he's about to do. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead right now. We're going to give shout outs. Hey, to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Amen. The Elations magazine. Glory to God. We praise God for everything that she has her hands on into. Amen. We thank God for her tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. Amen. For these are people that are on this line. Oh God, that will come back even by replay, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask right now that you move. Make haste. Make haste for your people, oh God. Your people are in need. Some need you for one thing. Some need you for another, oh God. But we need you tonight, oh God. We need you to open up some doors. We need you to close some doors. We need you to get us out of a bad relationship. Oh, my Shonda. We need you to move in our finances. We need you to move in our health. God, some of them need you to move in their mind tonight. So God, whatever your people need, Lord God, we ask that you move for them. And Father, as we own this live, oh God, just give us a fresh word, oh God, a word that we can apply to our lives. And we thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. It's all in the name of Yahshua we pray. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to talk about a few things. Amen. As we continue, amen, to hear what the Lord is saying to the church. Glory to God. As you all know, amen, there are a lot of things that is transpiring in the world. Amen. I'm telling you, as a body of believers, you have every right. So I want to say this to some of the parents tonight. Parents, hear me good. You have every right to not allow your children to take the vaccine. If you believe that it is not for your children, you have the right not to allow them to get a vaccine. Come on, somebody. See, yes, your pediatricians, they may be trying to force your hand and saying that the children need it. Okay, now let's be honest. Now, you understand that doctors do get kickbacks from making sure that people get vaccinations. I don't care if they're your friends. I have nieces that are doctors, and they refuse to take the vaccine. So what does that say to you, Apostle Hunter? It just says that they're doing what I've already spoken to them to do. It just says that we believe differently from what the popular belief is. We just believe that anything that's experimental that they can't back, that they won't allow you. If you got to go to the doctor and they won't, give you this paper to sign saying you cannot hold them liable if something transpires. Amen. So if I go to get a shot like that, then I don't want it. But let me say why. Because just like influenza, the flu virus has been in the United States for some time now, for several 100 years or more. And now that they give you the virus, the shot vaccine that you get every year, some people get the flu vaccine. I do not. But some people get it every year. Okay, but what it does is it puts the symptoms in your body. It builds up antibodies, right? So when you get the flu vaccine, when those of you who get sick and have flu-like symptoms, you really have the flu. They just shot you or injected you with the virus. Come on, somebody. We got to wake up, sleepers. You got to get up out of your sleep. You got to get up out of your dreams and wake up and smell the tea, not the coffee. I don't want you smelling no more coffee because it have y'all sleeping too long. You don't wake up from that. I want you to taste some tea, and maybe you can get your mind focused on what you're actually doing. Glory to God. So here it is. You have this vaccine, amen, that says, if you get it, they say, the CDC is not really backing it. They ready to fire Fauci. I don't know if you've seen it. Anthony Fauci has been the president's lead man at the CDC for a minute, and now they're ready to kick him out of his position. Glory to God. So here it is. They say that if you get the vaccine, you're less likely to get COVID, right? So COVID's going to be here on the earth, but that does not mean we have to get it, right? Amen. So then you got people saying, well, you need to get it. Tell me why I need to get it. I see that when people get their first shot, they are once they get their first immunization or vaccine, they get sick, and then some of them get sick. Well, the second one, right? Hallelujah. Some say, well, I got the first and it didn't bother me, but that second one nearly took me out. Well, that second one took my papa out, amen, a couple of weeks ago. So what I'm saying to you is this. You get it at your own risk, but I will consult the Lord. Instead of consulting man, I'll consult God. And whatever God tell you as an individual, that's what you do, amen. And so you got to be convinced in your own mind. You got to be persuaded in your own mind, right? Amen. So I don't tell you whether to do it or not, but as for me and my house, amen, God have kept us through COVID. He's keeping us today. Amen. And so for that, we're grateful. Amen. And I just refuse to get it. Amen. And so here it is tonight. We have so many things going on. But parents, again, it's your choice whether you want your children to take the vaccine or not. Amen. And if they force your hand and try to force your hand, just give it to them. Listen, because I am a believer, it is against my religious beliefs, because it is. Amen. Glory to God. I know parents that I met personally at a doctor's office, and they refused to give their children the immunizations that they need for schooling. Amen. They said they didn't want those vaccinations in their children's system. Amen. I can't knock it. I don't knock it. Hey, I applaud them, right? Because they took a stand, and they only went to the doctor that their children could see without them having to take those shots. I applaud them. Amen. And they had been to so many doctors, and they got to run around with all these pediatricians till they found one that will treat their children, be their children's pediatrician without giving them any vaccines. So that's their choice. That's their right. They have a right to raise their children the way that they want to raise them, as long as they're taking care of them, they're feeding them, they're clothing them, they're giving them their education, amen, and they're being a good parent, they're being good parents, then I don't see anything wrong. And they are a male and female couple. They're not two males or two females. Let me straighten that out. Amen. Glory to God. So they're doing what they're doing for their family. And when you're doing what you're doing for your family, then, hey, I'm going to back you when it's right. I ain't going to back no mess. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight I just want to encourage the parents that you do have the right to tell the pediatricians that your children will not, they can pass that on to somebody else's kid, but it's not going to fly with you and yours. Amen. I just wanted to get that out there this afternoon just for your hearing. Amen. And I stand wholeheartedly behind those parents who are not allowing their children to get the vaccine. If I didn't get it, why would I push it in my children? Right? Amen. Glory to God. So that is my right as a parent and as a grandparent. Amen. I'm now a grandparent. So as a grandparent, that's still my right. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. For you Bible scholars, if you have your Bibles, let's get them out. We're going to Jonah. Let's go to the first chapter of Jonah. Hallelujah. And I'm coming out of the King James Version tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Now, Jonah, the first chapter, if you have it, come on. If you don't have it, come on. Amen. Jonah, the first chapter, in verse 1, it reads, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amartiah, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." Mm-hmm. Don't that sound like America, the home of the free and home of the brave? Mm-hmm. "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he said, he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea, to lighten it up of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they came every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots." Oh, all right now. They're getting ready to pay some money. All right. They're getting ready to bid. All right. Cast lots. They're bidding on something, that we may know for whose cause this evil upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil upon us? What is thine occupation?" They want to know what kind of job he had. Amen. "And whence comest thou? What is thy country? Where you come from, boy? And what people are thou? Are you from the islands? Are you African American? Are you Asian? What people are thou? Are you Indian?" And he said unto them, "I am Hebrew, yes, Lord, and I fear the Lord thy God of heaven, which have made the sea and the dry land." Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, "Why hast thou done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, "What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was temperate. And he said unto them, "Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard so to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was temperate against them. "Wherefore thy cry is unto the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee." So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Do y'all see how God is still, how he's still looking out for him in his disobedience? You know, God will look out for you in your disobedience. I'm telling you, sometimes we have delayed obedience. Now, I wanted you to know tonight, I say this often, that delayed obedience is no disobedience. Delayed obedience is just disobedience, because you delay it, meaning you're doing it when you want to. When God tells you to go, you got to go. If he says speak, you got to speak. It's not when you want to. It's when he says do it. Amen. So when you're obeying him, you're doing it when he says do it. Now, if he told you Monday to do something and you didn't do it to Friday, you disobeyed him. So you're going to do things in your own way, and it will not profit you anything. You have just lost your blessing. You have just messed up what God wanted to do for you because you delayed your obedience. So I'm telling y'all tonight, if you never hear it again, if God tell you to do something and you wait 2 or 3 days to do it, you just messed up. Amen. So you got to repent because he told you to do something. You need to do it when he say do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go to Jonah, the second chapter. So do you hear, well, in the first chapter, they said that I know a lot of you say he was in the belly of a whale. Amen. And so the Bible declares he was in the belly of a great fish. All right. It didn't say whale, but we know a whale is a fish. It's considered in the, you know, that species. But listen, we translate whale because a regular fish cannot swallow up a human body, only if it's the size of a what? Whale. So in comparison, we use whale because it's a big fish that we can relate to, that we know of, amen, that can swallow you up, amen. So he stayed in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Don't y'all know the significance of the number three? The number three, come on. We can go back to Daniel, how Daniel fasted 3 days because he asked God for something and God responded. But the prince of Persia, which is the enemy, held it up. So God sent Michael to war with the prince of Persia. Come on. And then the blessing, what God had for him, it moved. It happened. It manifested. So 3 days sometimes we got to pray. Something happens in 3 days. Come on. God moves in 3 days. So you see, in 3 days he was in the belly of the fish. It says 3 days and three nights. Then verse chapter 2, let us go really quickly. And then it says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. So that let us know the fish didn't nibble on his toe, his head, his fingers, or none of that, his mouth, because he was able to pray to God while he was in the belly. Ah, yeah, I'm sick. He was getting ready to be chow for the whale. Come on here. He was getting ready to be some filet mignon to the belly of the whale. And the glory to God. And the Bible begins to say that he prayed while he was in the belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed about all thy billows and all thy waves passed over me. So he said, listen, by him being thrown in the sea, you know, most times if you get thrown in the sea off a ship like that, amen, most times you die in the water. But do you not hear what he's saying? He says, listen, all of the sea, listen, the sea, the midst of the sea in the deep, they threw him in the deep. The floods come past him, but it didn't take him out. Amen. The waves passed over him. It didn't take him out because God had already planned. He planned this like this. He planned for the whale or the fish, the large fish, to take him up. That was his way of protection. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know God will still protect you? Even in your mess, he'll protect you. Come on here. Somebody say tonight, I'm in God's protective custody. My God and the devil can't do me no harm. When you are covered, in the protection of God, I don't care what you do, where you go, that God will hide you in his secret pavilion cell. He hides you from your enemy. Oh, my God. He will hide you from the dark one, from Lucifer, from Satan. He will hide you where the devil can't even trace you. My God. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. The waters compassed about me, even to the soul. The depth closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountain. The earth with his bar, her bars was about me, for even yet cast thou brought up my life from corruption. Oh, Lord, my God, when my soul's pain is within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto me into thine holy temple, that they observe lying vanities, forsake their own mercy, but I sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I vow. Oh, my God. Y'all better hear that. He said, I will pay what I vow. A lot of you make vows and you don't pay them. Oh, my God. You make promises that you don't keep. Oh, glory to God. You say things that you don't mean. Hallelujah. But listen, it's better for you not to make a vow than to break one, than to make one and break it. It's better for you not to promise something than to promise and break it. Hallelujah. It's better for you not to say you're going to do something and then you don't do it. Hallelujah. It's better for you not to even say it. Don't waste time lying. Glory to God. We got to stop lying, people of God, because liars will have their place in the lake of fire. And the Lord spoke unto the fish. Ah, y'all don't hear this word. And the Lord spoke to the fish. Jonah didn't speak to the fish. He had the power when you have the Holy Ghost. But see, that back then in those days, they didn't have the power that we possess in the New Testament. So back in those days, he was talking to the Lord, but the Lord spoke to the fish. Hallelujah. And he vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. He could have vomited Jonah out in the water, back into the deep. He could have launched him back into the deep and where he would have died. But guess what? And he could have ate him. He was there in his belly for protective custody. God was trying to do something in Jonah while he was in the belly of the whale. Come on here, somebody. God was trying to cause him to remember the promises that he made God. He was trying to cause him to remember the things that God had brought him out of. And see, that's how we get. When we get in a tight spot, we don't have a way out. That's when we begin to think about what we told God. That's when we begin to think about, oh, Lord, I made these vows. I made these promises. And God bring all that back up to you because now you have no way out but him. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen. We're in chapter 3, and we're going on. I hope y'all are getting something tonight. It is important that you hear the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it, preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Here go to number 3. Jonah was in the fish, in the belly of the fish, large fish, for 3 days, 3 nights. Now it took Jonah 3 days to get to Nineveh, right? Nineveh. Now how many times does God have to tell some of us to obey? How many times does God have to tell some of us? Now we see that he told Jonah this twice. How many times does God have to tell us to get up and go pray for somebody? How many times does God have to tell us to get up and do this and do that? You know, sometimes God has to tell us over and over and over and over and over again, as if we slow or something, as if we have a learning disability, as if we can't understand, as if we have no knowledge about what he's talking about. Listen, when God tell you something, you are very capable of doing it. If he tell you to go do something, he already knows what you can do. He's not going to tell you to do anything that you can't do because he's not that kind of God. Come on here. He's not going to pull you out of something that's not in you. So if he asks you to do it, he knows that you're well capable of doing it. And Jonah began to enter into a city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, take anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. Now, this is they going into a fast. Amen. When they're doing all this, this is a fast coming on, and it was called by the king. Amen. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let him turn away one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said. Oh, y'all don't hear this. See, this is too deep for some of y'all. Some of y'all so deep, you theologians, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you Pharisees and Sadducees. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. So y'all don't believe God repented. Yes, God can repent. God can change his mind. Hallelujah. Didn't he not change his mind was getting ready to surely die, but God gave him 15 more years. God can change his mind concerning you. You might be damned to hell, but God can change his mind concerning you. God repented of the evil that he was said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. That is the word of the Lord. Y'all, glory to God. I came tonight to tell you something. When God has chosen you, I don't care what you do in life. There comes a time when your will has to run out. Glory to God. Whatever God has for you to do, or whatever he has to do to get your attention, God will do it. He will not stop till he get it. Get your attention. Most times you see women, they relinquish their will faster than men because men put up this macho. They put up this image. You know what I mean? And they just don't submit to the will of God. Hallelujah. That fans. You know, God have to show them something. God have to whoop them. God have to do things to get their attention because other than that, they always listen. Oh, well, I have to do it this way. It's got to be my way. No, it's going to be God's way or no way. Come on, somebody. So God sent Jonah to deliver his people in a region called Nineveh. But just like some of us, we don't want to obey. But I want to tell you tonight that you can't run and you can't hide. Now, we see that Jonah was given an assignment by God to go and deliver the people. Amen. Sometimes we have a belly well experience. Sometimes we need a belly well experience to get our minds back on track. One thing that would keep us from, something that would keep us from people, places, and things that does not mean us any good, that would try to hinder our purpose, amen, that would try to stop us, amen, from reaching our mandates, our assignments, amen, in God, that would try to hold up or stop our destiny, glory to God, amen. So sometimes it is necessary for us to have a belly well experience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need things to unclose, to close doors to unnecessary warfare and relationships. We need to understand that sometimes it gets chaotic when you try to run from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to slow down. Sometimes you just got to stop in your tracks and say, listen, I cannot run this man. His legs are longer than mine. I cannot run him because I ain't got nowhere to hide that he can't see. He sees all. He knows all. He is a GPS system. He can locate you in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's just, you need to just obey. Amen. If only you would just yield. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. If only you would just yield, surrender, submit, to adhere to hearken, you can save yourself a whole lot of time. Time is not something that we have a lot of. So why do we continue to let the devil have your time? My God. We keep giving him access and and access to us. Amen. As if we belong to him. You wouldn't be in this shape that you're in if you would just stop making excuses and mistakes after mistakes and just yield your life over to God. It's time now to stop running. I'm telling you, men and women of God, it's time to stop running and just obey God. I'm telling you, it's time to stop running and just obey God. You don't need no rocks crying out for you tonight. Hallelujah. I don't care where you are in your life right now. I don't care who you are. You can never outrun God. You can be the fastest runner on earth, but you cannot outrun God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When your hand is in, when God's hand is on your life, listen, you can do whatever you want to do, but there comes a time when God will allow certain things to buffet you. He will allow you to run into a brick wall. He will allow you to go. Some people have to go to prison before God get their attention. But whatever God has to do to get your attention tonight, he's willing to do it just to save your soul. I know you may say, well, it don't seem right. It don't seem fair. But honey, favor is fair because the favor of the Lord can be upon everybody's life. Amen, amen. It's fair. We've been saying it ain't fair. Oh, yes, it is. It's fair. Amen, it's fair. You may not meet the specter, but it's fair. Hallelujah. Favor is fair tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God can do whatever he want to do. Amen. In whatever measure he takes, to get you. That's all right. Let him do it. Whatever it takes to stop you, God, stop us so that we stop being an enemy to ourselves, so that we can take into retrospect of who you are, what you call us to be, what you call us to do in the earth, so that we won't be fighting ourselves, fighting and warring within. Hallelujah. When we can just obey and yield, and we don't have to war within, and there shouldn't be no warfare on the outside, because we are yielding our minds, our temples, our bodies, our soul, our spirit, hallelujah, our health to you. When you begin to surrender all of you to God, not some of you, but all of you, hallelujah, he will work with you. Listen, you ain't got to be in the perfect shape. All you got to do is submit your will to God tonight. You don't have to be in the perfect mindset, but submit your will to God and let him do the rest. I guarantee you he can work it out. I know without a doubt God can work it out. I don't have no doubt. I know that he will work it out. See, we trying to fix ourselves up before we get come to Jesus. Have a come to Jesus moment. Baby, you'll never be ready to come to Jesus. You'll never be clean enough to come to Jesus, because the Bible declares that we are filthy as filthy rags unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, hey, God, hey, my secodianda, sheba, have your way tonight, God. So no longer will we abort our missions. No longer will we abort our assignments. No longer will we abort the plan of God for our lives. No longer will we abort our praise and our worship. No longer will we abort, oh, amen, kingdom connections. No longer will we abort the things that's associated with our purpose that God has given us. No longer, hallelujah, will we allow people, places, and things to keep us corrupt. Oh, my God, how check out of Oskiada. Keep us corrupt in confusion and mess. No longer will we allow people to stop us from being used by God. I don't care what people say. I don't care what the naysayers and the gainsayers are saying. God will shut the mouth of the lions, the tigers, and the bears if necessary to get you in your proper place. Hallelujah. Because some of you are walking in fear and intimidation of people. My God, that you should never give them that much power over you. Glory to God. Don't you ever give that much control to people that don't have no power. They ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. They, some of them ain't even got a basket, a fruit basket. They don't even have a fruit basket. Come on here, somebody, and you worried about them. Glory to God. Even if God have to deliver you from yourself, let him do it tonight. Amen. No matter what distance you have to go through to get to that he has to go through, that you have to go through for God to get your attention, let him do it. His will shall be done. Amen. His will must be done. Stop running, people of God, and just obey him. Stop running. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in your obedience to God. Hallelujah, where you will find your blessings. Your blessings lies in your obedience to him. Nothing else matters. We must stay in a posture of obedience. We must stay in a posture of prayer. We must stay in a posture of faith. Amen. Because when we are in those positions, we cause heaven to move for us. Heaven will back us. God will move on our behalf. Amen. Hallelujah, because you're saying, God, I trust you, and I take you at your word. God wants us tonight to begin to trust him, even when we can't see him, even when we can't trace him, even when we can't, listen, see the hand of God moving in our lives. He wants us to trust him even the more. It's time for you to trust God. Believe God for everything. Believe God for your clothing that you wear, the way you wear your hair, the way you put on your makeup. Believe God. If God said don't put on all that makeup, don't put it on, because he knows what's best for you. Come on, somebody. Trust him with your life. Trust him with every fiber of your being. Give it all to God. Don't you give him part of it. Give him all of you. Hallelujah. All of you. Don't you render yourself to Satan any longer. It's time to take everything that you gave the devil. Take it all back. Take back your peace, your joy. Take back your love. Come on here. Take back your compassion. Take back your skills. Come on here. Take back your brain. Take back your mind. Take back your soul. It's time for you to take back everything that you gave to the devil, and even the things that you loaned him. If you loaned him your money, get it back. You need to get everything back now and focus on giving your life to the Lord completely, totally, without restraint, without giving him your life totally, without saying, well, God, I'm going to give you my life, but I want you to do this. No, don't put no strings attached. Just give him all of you, because listen, I'm telling you tonight, there's no way around it. If you want to live in the land of the living, amen, and continue to live in the land of the living, And even though that we know that we're in this world, but we're not of this world, and you want the blessings of the Lord, you want the blessings of the Lord, which make it rich and add no sorrow, be upon your life. It is time now for you, amen, to submit yourself totally unto God. You got to be sold out in this hour. You can't be wishy-washy. You can't be back and forth. You can't be in and out. You can't be jumping ship. You can't, oh my God, you can't throw in the towel. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that your life is in the hand of the Lord, and the Lord's hand is on your life, and that you're surrendered, submitted, committed unto him tonight. And we thank you tonight, God, hallelujah, that we belong to you, God. You are our Father, and you're such a good Father, and we thank you tonight. We bless the Lord tonight for all that he want to do in our lives. We give him glory, because guess what, people? He didn't have to choose us. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And because we're chosen tonight, we ought to be thankful that God chose us. And hallelujah, oh my God, because there are so many people that are going around, and they're wandering to and fro, and they feel like they are the only chosen ones. Come on here. But I'm telling you tonight, we are chosen. And because we are chosen, we need to act like we're chosen. Come on here. You got to stop with this low-ball mentality. You got to come up in your spirit. You got to come up in your faith. Everything about you needs to increase now. You need to add to what God has already given you. You need to stop being behind time and be before time. Come on here. Because God gives us insight. Come on here. We have insight on things. We don't have to be behind time. Glory to God, you're behind time because you don't want to learn. You don't want to know what's in the world. You don't want to know what's going on because of fear. Fear will cripple you. Fear will put you in the poorhouse. Fear will keep you behind. Fear will keep you submitted to the devil and people's will and not God's will. I'm telling you tonight, we counsel out fear and we replace it with faith. Hallelujah. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So tonight, we have a sound mind. We don't have to operate from a spirit of fear when God is our Father. You stop letting the devil put fear in your mind. Play using the fear card, the fear tactic, and you scared of everything. Some of you too scared to go out your front door. Hallelujah. Only reason why you go out because you have to go to work. And other than that, you too scared to be because you scared of people. What are you afraid of people for? Listen here. When you are in the hand of the Lord, the devil can't do you no harm. Listen, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Hey, my God, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned, for this is the inheritance of the Lord, and his righteousness is with him. So we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Y'all start worrying about people. Don't worry about them. They're going to have their day. Their day is coming. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. The more they talk about you, the more you ought to be increasing. Because I'm telling you, the more they throw dirt on me, the higher I step. Come on here. The more they talk about me, the lower I go in God. Hey, Shataba. Hey, Masando Raskianda. God covers me. He covers me. The more they try to put fire on me, God covers me. He covers me and he hides me. I'm hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. That's where I'm going to stay, because the devil can't do me no harm. No plague will come down my dwelling. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. He delivered him out of them all. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, Father. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Because you alone, God, worthy. How many know that the Lord is worthy tonight? He's worthy, people of God. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy tonight. Hallelujah. If you're not saved, and if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, I want you to come to the Lord while you still have a chance. I want you to come to the Lord while you still have time, while the blood is still running in your veins. And if people say running warm, I don't care if it's running cold. If that's what makes you have to come to God, come on to Jesus while you got time. Amen. Because the door is steadily closing, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus, he's on his way back. And we got to be ready. We got to be ready. We can't get ready. We got to stay ready. We can't be getting ready every day. We got to stay ready every day. Come on here, somebody. When you sell your soul to God, when you sell out for Jesus, listen, you prepare every day to die to be with the Lord. You don't just get ready. I'm getting ready. No, honey, we stay ready. We prepared ourselves. Once you gave your life to the Lord, now it's time for you to stay ready, because he's on his way back. And we thank you tonight, God, for these are people that under the sound of my voice, I declare and decree tonight that they will rise up above every adversity. They will rise up above every word curse that have ever been spoken over their lives. I declare and decree that they will serve you wholeheartedly. I declare and decree that they love you with the, oh God, as you love them, oh God, because you first love them. I declare and decree, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against them prosper. I declare and decree that the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, on top and not on bottom. I declare and decree that all things are working together for their good. I declare and decree that you're holding them up with your right hand of righteousness. I declare and decree that you are their good shepherd and they don't have to want for anything. I declare and decree that we are fearfully, wonderfully, marvelously made in your image. I declare and decree, hallelujah, that you're hiding us under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, we just thank you tonight for your word. Amen. We seal this word, hallelujah, with the love of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're getting ready to open up our phone line. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you come on, I want you to be courteous. Let the first person speak. If they start speaking, then you just, just be quiet for 1 minute, and we promise to get to you. And if you have any noise in your background, we ask that you mute your background noise so that we may be able to hear clearly. Amen. 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 We thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in tonight. Amen. I hope that the word blessed you. I hope that whatever the Lord used me to say has ministered to you and that you can apply it to your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Dr. Kimmy Kim, at this time, can we open up the phone lines? Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. Glory to God. You can't run. You can't hide. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Apostle. How you doing today?
God bless you. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing fine.
Praise God. What city and state are you calling in from?
Mobile, Alabama.
Woo-woo! Mobile is in the house tonight. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there a prayer request that you have tonight?
Yeah, you can just pray. Let the Lord lead you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for Minister Jamaica tonight. We bless you, God, for her life. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, for what you're doing in her life right now. Father, I thank you now. Hallelujah, that you're putting her up out of the spirit of grief in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you now that she understands that she has to carry on. She has to go on. Hallelujah, and that the memories will always be there. Father, don't let her get stagnated right now in this timing of her life. But Lord, help her to go full speed ahead. Father, we thank you for her life. We thank you for her career. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life right now. Father, I thank you now that her body is healed in every area. Her mind is healed tonight. Father, I thank you that her psyche is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the work that you're doing in her, for her, and through her. Father God, I thank you now that you're going to use her to bring in souls for you, oh God. I thank you now, God, that she will be a witness for you. Father, I thank you now that she will speak into the lives of your people prophetically, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that she won't be afraid. Oh, God, hallelujah, the terror by night and the arrow by day. But, God, that you would declare your truth in the earth. And, Father, I thank you now for what you're doing for her in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus cover her and everything that pertains to her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you tonight.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. You can't run, Minister Jamaica, and you can't hide. Hallelujah. I don't care how many years you try to run, baby, but the Lord will run. He will outrun you every time. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Mama. This is Ronnie's calling from Houston, Texas.
Woo, woo. Houston in the house. God bless you tonight, woman of God. How's it going?
Good, I'm going. Is everything going good?
Praise
how everything going with you?
All is well. All is well. Do you have a prayer request tonight?
Just basically keep me in prayer. God is working on me. I've been doing good so far. Just as long as I keep my spirit up and just be with God, I'm good.
Amen. We all are. As long as we obey him, we will be good. Y'all hear me? The Bible declares, woman of God, that when we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. And so as long as you're willing, God can use a willing person. But God can't use you if your heart is closed to him. You have to open up your heart for God, in order for God to use you. So I thank God tonight that your heart is open. So, Father, I ask tonight that you use the woman of God. Stir up the gifts on the inside of her, God. Stir up every gift, every prophetic gift that she does have. Stir up the gift. Stir up the anointing. We cast down fear tonight. Fear will not cripple her in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak that her body is healed. I speak that her mind is healed. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life, her children's life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm praying for her mother and siblings in Ohio. Father God, touch now, move now, make haste for them, oh God. I declare and decree that they will be well in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus cover them tonight. Hallelujah, wherever they are. And we thank you for doing it, Father. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Get ready, woman of God, because the Lord is getting ready to prepare you to minister in the word. So get in your Bible. God is getting ready to bring a word up out of your belly to fruition. You're getting ready to speak a word on Sunday, on a Sunday. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Don't say I didn't tell you, I didn't warn you. The Lord is getting ready to allow you to minister through his word. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you let fear cripple you. Obey God.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. Have a good one. Hallelujah. You can't run and you can't hide from God. When God's hand is on your life, he will let you bump it. He will let you fall out. He will let you, listen, he'll let you go in that brick wall. He'll let you, listen, some of you have, listen, let me give you an example. Tiger Woods and had all these wrecks. And I don't really want to use that because that's a different class. But you see, the wreck that he had, he should have been dead a long time ago. Just like some of us, we should have been dead a long time ago, but we have not sold our soul to the devil. We should be dead, but God didn't allow us to die in our mess. He saved us because he knew he had work for us to do. Some of you are here tonight only because he made a way. He made a way because he had something for you to do. Yes, some of you might have been sick in your body with HIV. Yes, I deal with people that have it, and they're getting themselves together. Hallelujah, before God come back. There's some of you who are sick in other areas. You know you have cancer. Some people got all kinds of diseases. Come on here. The economy is messing some of you up. You ain't able to do what you need to do. But what I'm trying to tell you, God will take care of his own. Some of you had to go through these things in order for God to reach you. I'm telling you, if he has to reach way down, God, I shed that out. Jesus will pick you up. So listen, whatever state you find yourself in, if you just yield yourself to God, I guarantee you he'll work it out. Caller, you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Hannah. How you doing? This is
good evening, woman of God. How are you?
I'm all is well. I just thank the Lord for the word on tonight. And I think Lord Jonas is a very good example that we all can live by. How God, you know, put him up in the belly of that fish well, and he kept him. He kept him on his protection. So I just thank the Lord. But my prayer request is I took a step today to went to the courthouses to try to, you know, get some help. So I'm praying that it'll be a different turnaround this time than them just keep, you know, pushing me off. So that is my prayer request for Sade.
Amen. That be a turnaround where they give you the help?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you went back to the same place?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell us what city and state you're chiming in from.
I'm from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Mississippi in the house, and we got to take, we trying to see what state's going to win these prizes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I wanted you to say that. Amen. God bless you. So so they're giving you the same runaround?
They really didn't want to take the report today, And they talking about, well, they gonna be the same old thing. They gonna tell her ain't nothing wrong with her, and they gonna let her go and stuff like that. But I'm
so they don't know that.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't
know
what God wanna do. They just, you know.
Yes,
but did they take it?
They took it, and she was like, well, that's $158. I said, well, don't the state, any some money from the state to pay for that? She said, no. Nah. I said, well, what happened to all that money that the government put back for people going through situation like that? Well, Brookhaven didn't get none. I knew she was lying. Her attitude changed when she said my $150. I said, well, I don't have $150 because I know the government put that money back, you know, for situation.
Right.
She had like a nasty attitude then, like the money was going to come out. You know, the state has money.
You make sure you get her name. So when we have to write up something, you have her name. Amen. Father God, we thank you right now for the woman of God. We pray right now for Sade, oh God. Hallelujah, God, that this time around that she will be able to get the help that is needed. Father God, we know a mother's love is like none other. Father, I thank you for the mother's love and compassion that she's showing towards her daughter to get her some help. Father God, I ask tonight, today, Father God, that you will meet the need, oh God. Help her so that she can be still be a productive citizen and handle her business, Father God. It's just help right now. We all need help in some form, shape, or fashion. Father God, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. We all have been depressed at some point in our lives. Some of us have been, some of us suffer with anxiety even today. Some of us suffer with panic attacks even today. So we cannot negate or make somebody feel bad about it because they're dealing with it. There are life causes us to have these kind of problems. Things be thrown at you sometimes and catches you off guard. And so because of life, we have these challenges. But listen, there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for him. And I tell you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So tonight, Father, move on her behalf. Lord God, I thank you tonight that you're going to move in this situation and you're going to show yourself strong in her life. And Father God, I thank you that she'll be better and able to help herself. Oh God, she will continue, oh God, to study your word and do what she needs to do. Amen, Lord God, as a woman of God. And we thank you tonight for her life. Father God, I thank you for making her be safe, for being her safekeeping right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that you're taking some of the weight off of the mother, knowing that she's all right. Father God, and we thank you now, Father. We give you praise for her life and what you're going to do in her life. Listen, people of God, I want you to hear this because I know y'all are listening. Not every time a person goes to a psychiatrist, you know, sometimes you just need to talk to somebody other than people that you're close to. Sometimes they don't understand, and sometimes they're not willing to understand, and sometimes they just don't have the brain capacity. Amen. And then sometimes they're not in a place with God to help you. So whatever God want to do for in this situation, I thank God that he's going to throw his weight around for her. And woman of God, I thank God for you tonight. I want you to be encouraged because the Lord is not through blessing you and your children. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
I love you more. Stay on the Lord's side. I know you are, but I'm just saying it anyway.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I have room, I guess, for one or two more callers. Caller, you on the air. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you tonight.
This is Ross from Theodore, Alabama.
Alabama's on. Listen, Alabama winning right now. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God.
And enjoying what I have heard thus far and talking about Jonah. And I'm quite sure we all have it, own experience. And I thank God for the word that brought forth. And I give God the glory and honor for that.
Hallelujah. Amen. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord stretching out in you. I feel the Lord stretching out in your children. Oh, my God, my God, my God. You are going to be made happy by your children. Your children are going to make you happy. I see you crying and weeping and weeping and crying and crying and weeping and weeping and crying. God is getting ready to use them babies. I'm telling you, now when I say babies, I'm talking about your children. The hand of the Lord is on them children. They will not and have not forgotten what they have been taught. God's going to use them. They're going to draw young people. They're going to draw people. It's coming. Something is getting ready to happen in your family that's going to pull them in, and it's going to be an explosion. Something is going to happen that's going to shake them, and it's going to cause them to draw nigh to God. God's going to bring them all the way in. That shall be great testimony. God's going to use them and the grandbabies. God's getting ready to use them. Watch out for your son, because he may be the quiet one, but the prophetic anointing is heavily on his life. Hallelujah. He can see in the realm of the spirit. He may not say much, but the prophetic is heavy on him. The same anointing that you possess shall fall on him. Glory to God. And if I was you, I begin to, when they come over, just say, listen, baby, you ain't finna go but out this door without me anointing you. I just need to anoint you. God said, begin to just anoint them. You only thing you're doing is anointing them for the call. You are anointing them for their journey, because they're getting ready. God's getting ready to have an encounter with them where he's going to take them on a journey. They're not going to be journeying with man, but they're going to be journeying with him. When they go to sleep, they ain't going to be able to rest, because they're going to be tossing and turning and tossing, because God is giving them the plan for their lives. He's going to tell them what they're going to be doing, and it's going to shake them a little bit. It's going to shake them and rock them and rock them and shake them. But God say, anoint them when they come into your house. Anoint them babies when they come into your house. Don't let your children leave out the door, hallelujah, for the next 2 weeks. God said that by 14 days, anoint them if they come over. For the next 14 days, I don't care how many times they come over. You got to make sure that if you're there, make sure that you anoint them every time they leave. Don't let them leave without anointing them for the next 14 days. If they come over every day, anoint them. You may not see them for once a week. Anoint them. You may not see them for twice a week. That's okay. God said, anoint their heads for the next 14 days. Make it your business to be in a place where you can be there when they come, or when they call and say they're coming. Let them come, anoint them. It is important, because God is getting ready to do something in their lives. There's somebody going to call you and say, listen, mama, I ain't rest at all. I don't know which one. They're going to say, I ain't rest at all. Something's been bothering me. But mama, I know it's God. I know, but I just don't understand, mama. You got to help me. God said he's going to put you in a place where now you can take, you're going to move the world back. You're going to move the noise back, and you're going to focus in on what your children's trying to tell you, because they're getting ready to have a God encounter, and it's going to be like an explosion, because what God is going to tell them is going to even shock you, because you're going to say, well, now, wait a minute, God, you ain't dealing with me like that, so you're dealing with them. And he's going to deal with them on a whole nother level. It's going to be on a whole nother realm that you may not have encountered, but your children will. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to do supernatural. They're getting ready to have supernatural encounters. I hear God say, our children are getting ready to have supernatural encounters from God. Oh, God. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Hallelujah. I am past time. I'm out of time. But listen, people of God, I love every one of you. I thank you for tuning in with the apostle tonight. Listen, meet me here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go meet me on Monday night at Facebook Live at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I love every one of you. It's been real. Dr. Kimmy Kim, I'm out of here. Shalom, shalom, peace. So we worship.
holy name. So we worship, so we pray, so we worship your holy name. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship his holy name. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship his holy name. Holiness is what I stand for. For you promised to provide, oh Lord.